بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of my dear friends who's a regular listener of our of our Fajr reminders, he asked me a very good question. He said, I had mentioned some time back about the importance of life goals. So he said, could I say something about how to arrive at a life goal? What is the best way? How does one arrive at the best life goal, and how do you select a life goal, and so on? Now, that's a question I get asked quite a lot, and my answer to that is that this is like maybe one example. This is like asking somebody, who do you think I should marry? Now, how do you expect somebody else to answer that question? Right? Who you want to marry is who you want to marry. Somebody who makes sense to you, somebody who touches your heart, somebody you either love or think you can love. But for somebody else, for a third party to tell you that I think you should marry so-and-so, people can say that, and people do say things like this. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of times those marriages don't last and they go bad. Because the decision of something which was really your job, you left it to somebody else. Let me tell you one thing about life goals. The reality of life is that if you do not have a life goal for yourself, then believe me, somebody else has a life goal for you. It's as simple as that. If you don't have a life goal for yourself, then somebody else has a life goal for you. Now, if that is what you want, then that's your choice. But then don't blame somebody else for the fact that at the after some time, or at the end of your life, or somewhere along the way, you feel cheated, or you feel that I did all this effort and nothing came of it, I didn't really get what I wanted, because that's the choice you made. You decided that you, instead of making a decision about your own life goal, you left it to somebody else to decide it for you. Now, how do you come to the life goal? The simplest way is to ask your heart. You know, unfortunately, we have lost touch with ourselves so badly that when I say something like ask your heart, you know, what is it you really feel, and so on, you might feel totally incapable of answering that, because you don't know what you feel, you don't know what's in your heart, and you are completely at a loss. And that's the reason why it's very important to to be clear in your mind, and very important to be clear about being in touch with your own self. So again, I'm not trying to make life difficult for you. I'm just want you to know, and I want you to understand that your life goal, you are the best person to say what it should be. As I said, ask your heart. Now, when you say ask your heart, it means that think about it like this, that if you articulate this goal, if you talk about this goal, if you make a sentence with this goal, what does it do to you? You know, reflect, think about inside yourself. What does it do to you? Do you feel excited? Do you feel charged up? Maybe you even feel a bit afraid sometimes when you think about this life goal. And you say, well, wow, this is, sounds good, but how on earth will I achieve it? Is that kind of feeling? Because it can be anything. It can be all of these things. One of the ways of seeing a good life goal is the fact that it is scary. Life goals are not necessarily easy, and therefore it's something that we need to think about carefully and say, well, what is it that I need to be clear about in my mind. So think about that. So it'll be something which is, as I said, exciting and scary and so on. One very important thing is that don't get stuck in, does it sound workable and or feasible or not? Now, that is not something for you to, that's not something for you to think about in terms of the life book. That does it sound feasible, doesn't sound workable? No. Workable or not workable is not the time to think about as far as life goal setting is concerned. That is something that comes later. At the time of setting the life goal, all you should look at is, does it excite me? Is it something that I can comfortably think of dedicating my life to? Is it something that excites me and I think, if I spend time on this, then I will feel that I have done something worthwhile? It's not something that will bore me. It's not something that will, where I feel that, I spent all this time and I didn't really get anything for it. But something which is exciting. At the end of the day, I might be tired. I might be, exhausted. I might have gone through a very hard day. I might have faced disappointments. But when I think about it, I think I feel satisfied. I say, Alhamdulillah, I think it was a good day. Now, what is it that will make you feel that? I don't think I need to emphasize that. It is, quite clear that for each one of us, this would be different. It's not at all possible that that everyone has the same, feeling about a life goal. So it is something which is very personal. I would say one of the ways also is, it's not the ideal way, so I don't usually recommend that. But I say that one possibility is that you look at what people do, right? Look at what people do, think about, go and see them and work there and try to live their life in the sense of, try to do their work, what they're doing. You try and do it and see how it feels like, just to get some sense of it. It still won't give you everything, but, so it's better than nothing. And it's still worthwhile. So give it a thought and say, for example, if you want to say, I want to dedicate my life, I want to become a medical doctor. Go to a hospital, see what a hospital is like, spend a day, work with the doctor, go in the operating theater and so on. Things like that. This is possible. I mean, it's not the ideal way, as I said, because it's something, a life goal is something that you can, as I mentioned in my other podcast, remember, it doesn't have to excite anybody else. It is your life goal, and the only person in the world that it has to excite is yourself. So think about that. Ask your heart, inside yourself, what do you feel? And if you feel that this is something worthwhile, then go for it. Remember that a worthwhile life goal will not be easy. So be prepared for the long haul. Be prepared for to invest your time, energy, money, whatever is required. But at the end of the day, also remember that this is something which will give you the maximum possible satisfaction that you can ever imagine. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you life goals which are worthy of your life, which are worthy of your time and your energy and your investment, and to give you great success in it and to make it easy for you, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.